Greetings to all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you very much, and thank Elder Cole and the section for your kind invitation that I can come to worship with you and to minister God's word to you. So the topic of the message this morning is Holy Sanctified. Are you and I wholly sanctified? Only partly? You and I must be wholly sanctified. What does it mean? So may God help you and me. Let us turn to the Lord in prayers. Our Father in heaven, we give thanks unto thee for thy grace, thy mercy, thy goodness, thy faithfulness. Even though we do not deserve, willfully sinners with our sinful nature, we can never change ourselves. We can never live a holy life. All has sinned, come short of thy glory. And no one is righteous, no, not one. So we give thanks unto thee for thy work of sanctification. Thou art able to create a new spirit and new heart in us and sanctify us. And thou art faithful and thou wilt do it. Help us, O Father, to be sanctified and to be reserved until the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. We give thanks unto thee. May the Holy Spirit be with us and open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, so that we may see the truth. Open our spiritual ears so that we may hear the shepherd's voice, and open our hearts so that we may receive thy truth with joy. O Father, forgive us and cleanse us and sanctify us in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and by thy word. We give thanks unto thee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And we thank God that you try to memorize God's word, the Bible. It is good, and Elder Cole just help you to revise some verses from Romans chapter 5. So we also should revise the main points that we have meditated before, because it is very important for us to understand the meaning of sanctification so that we may ask the Lord to sanctify me wholly. So last week, we learned about sanctification. Why? Because without sanctification, you and I shall not see the Lord Jesus when he comes. Full of peace with all men and holiness, without which no man will see the Lord. No man, even the pastor, no man. So you and I must be sanctified. There is no other way. Nowadays, many are deceived by half-truth. You are saved. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are saved. And you keep on living in sins. You keep on living like unbelievers, like the world, without any sanctification. And they shall be shocked when Jesus comes and he say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So you and I must be sanctified, brothers and sisters. So wholly sanctified, not only partly, but wholly sanctified as well. So the meaning of sanctification, we can see the tabernacle and the temple. It is called the holy tabernacle, the holy temple. Why? Because it is separated from others, from common use. And it is dedicated to the Lord, to belong to the Lord, to be used by the Lord. Not enough. And it has the presence of the Lord, the Holy God. So when Moses dedicated the tabernacle, and when Solomon dedicated the temple was filled with the cloud of glory of God, the presence of God. It is called the Holy Temple, Tabernacle, the Holy Temple. So each meaning is very important. You and I can never sanctify if we miss the first part, separation. Separate ourselves from sin, from unholy things. And if we miss our dedication to the Lord, if you and I do not belong to the Lord, this is my life, this is my body. I can do whatever I like, I can say, I can speak whatever I like. This is my eyes, I can see, I can watch whatever I like. This is my ears, I can hear whatever I like. It means that you do not have sanctification. We must dedicate ourselves to the Lord, and we must belong to the Lord. But not enough. We must have the Lord God in us, the Holy Spirit in us, and our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Without the presence, the holy presence of the Holy Spirit, you and I are not sanctified. We are sanctified by God's presence, holy presence. Like when God appeared to Moses, and the holy cloud, it is called holy because of God's presence. After that, that cloud was no more holy without God's holy presence. The temple, so the same. When God dwelt among his people in the temple, so it is called the holy temple. But when the people of Israel turned to idolatry, the Bible says that God departed from the temple. God even allowed the enemies to tremble and to destroy the temple because it lacked the holy presence of God. So you and I should not despise others. We are holy not because what we have done, because we separate ourselves from many things, or because we dedicate ourselves to the Lord. Not enough. We see that the Roman Catholic priests or nuns or bishops, they also separate themselves from the world, and they also dedicated themselves, their lives, to the Lord, but they do not have the holy presence of God in them. They are not sanctified. With all the sinful nature, sooner or later, you and I can hear sometimes their sins. The sexual scandals from them. So you and I are sanctified by the holy presence of the Lord. And because we appreciate his holy presence, we treasure his holy presence, and then we are happy to separate ourselves from sin, from the world. And we are willing, we are happy to dedicate our lives unto him. So today we continue with the topic holy, holy sanctified. Not only partly, but holy. And the work of sanctification is the work of God, not man. Even not from the pastor, from God. So we need him. We trust in him. First Thessalonians chapter 3, chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. The very God, God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you wholly. This is the work of God, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the triune God who does the work of sanctification. And He is about to sanctify you wholly. By what means? By His word, like the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ to His Father. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That is holy word, the word of the Holy God. When you and I read the newspapers or we read other books, those books, those words cannot sanctify you and me. Many books from human writers, they can teach you to do good things, to overcome stress or to do this and do that, but human words cannot sanctify you and me, cannot make you and me holy and godly. Only God's word, the word of the Creator, powerful word. So you and I have to read God's word because it is a means from God. The Holy Spirit, the author of the Bible, He uses the Bible, the truth, to sanctify you and me, to show you and me our shortcomings, to show you and me God's holiness. And then, like when we look at ourselves in the mirror, and then we see our shortcomings, all our sins come short of the glory of God. We see our sins not because we have committed many things against God's word, the Bible, but our shortcomings as well come short of the glory of God. We lack the glory of God in our life. We lack God's presence in our life. We lack God's holiness, God's righteousness, God's love, God's fullness in us. And that is shortcomings. And we also sin. We have sinned before God already. And then when we see our shortcomings, our sins, we thank God, we turn to the Lord Jesus and His precious blood. So in Hebrews chapter 12, sorry, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12, so the Lord Jesus, He sanctified the people with His own blood, with His own blood. Not the blood of the animals, but with His own blood. We shall appreciate the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit used God's word to convince us of our sins and shortcomings, and we turn to Lord Jesus for the cleansing. So we are sanctified day by day. This is a process of sanctification until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we thank God that in the Lord Jesus Christ we have a position of sanctify me, sanctify my children, sanctify our church. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the God of peace. So the more you and I are sanctified, we shall have more of His presence and we shall have His peace. The book of Isaiah twice tells us that from the word of the Lord, there is no peace. There is no peace for the wicked. No peace. So when you and I are sanctified, we have peace from the God of peace, especially His peace when the Lord Jesus comes. Even before His judgment seat, we have peace because He is our sanctifier and He has washed us with all our sins. So we have true peace and lasting peace. So how about our spirit, our soul, and our body? Nowadays, many believe in evolution. So they think that human beings have evolved from apes, from monkeys. Only material things. So human beings died. And it is the end, no more. So they have been deceived. Very sad, they have been deceived. They denied their Creator. They cannot see their soul. They could not see their spirit. Why? Because they are dead spiritually. We see that when God created human being, Adam, so He formed Adam out of the dust of the ground. And then what did God do? So He breathed His own breath into the nostrils. He breathed. And man became a living soul. So because God is eternal and He breathed His own breath, His eternal breath into the body. So man became a living soul, mortal soul. Even though many do not believe or do not accept the truth. You and I are different from animals. We are far above, higher than animals. God created the animals by His word. But human beings, God created us in His image and after His likeness. When we say about image and likeness, it is not like statue. But we are like God, that we have our soul, we have spirit, we have our mind, our will, that we shall go through more details later. But sadly, Adam and Eve sinned, like in Romans chapter 5 verse 12. From Adam, no matter we like it or not, or we believe it or not, we have the sinful nature. Exactly according to God's warning. One day when we eat of the tree, the fruit of the tree of knowledge, of good and evil, And Adam could hear God's voice and answer. But sadly, after the fall, human spirit was separated from God. Human soul was separated from God. So they, even now, they cannot communicate with the living and true God. So when you and I ask unbelievers, do you read the Bible this morning? Or pray to God this morning? Or worship God on Sunday? They have never talked about that because they are spiritually dead. So we thank God that you and I are here. We can worship God. Very well, because human beings, when God created, was composed of two parts: the non-material part, which is the spirit and soul, blended together, like one, and the body. How, in this verse, you see, I pray God, your whole spirit. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick. The word of God, the word of the Creator is quick, is living, is lively. The word of God is about to give you me life and powerful. We see that God created the universe and all things by His word. So God's word is powerful. God's word is about to change you and me, sanctify you and me, and sharper than any two-edged sword, sharp, piercing even to the dividing asunder, dividing asunder of soul and spirit. So by God's word, you and I can see the functions of our spirit and our soul, and of the joints and marrow, and is the center of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Only God's word is able to do that. So now we shall talk about our spirit. We focus on the functions of spirit by God's word. So our spirit is the part we communicate with God, the part that we may know God, we may love Him, fear Him, worship Him, serve Him, the part that we may choose Him. We may enjoy Him. We may glorify Him. We may fear Him, and we may submit ourselves to Him, to His authority and His word. The part that we may call our God Father. So that is the spirit. So we see that here, thy word is truth. And when you and I are true worshipers, we have to worship God the Father in spirit and in truth. In John chapter 4, verse 23. And the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. for the Father seeks such to worship him. So here we see that the Bible doesn't say, even the word of the Lord Jesus does not say that we worship the Father in soul and in truth, but in spirit and in truth. And that is true worshipers. Nowadays, there are so many worshipers, but God seeks or is seeking, in the simple present tense in Greek, it means that God is seeking true worshipers. And true worshipers are those who worship the Father in spirit, not in soul, in spirit and in truth. It means that you and I must be born again, because due to the sin of Adam and Eve, we were spiritually dead, dead in sin, in trespasses. A dead person cannot see, cannot hear, cannot work, cannot move. So if we are spiritually dead, we cannot see God with our spiritual eyes. We cannot hear the shepherd's voice. But when the Holy Spirit regenerates you and me, and then we are born again, and then we can appreciate, we can see God's presence, even though we can't see God with our physical eyes, but we can enjoy, we can see his presence. Look at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. According to the Lord Jesus promise, wherever two or three gather together in his name, I am in your midst. So when we worship and we remember, we know that Jesus is in our midst, even though we do not see him with our physical eyes. This is the eye of faith, the spiritual eye. And we can hear his voice, the shepherd's voice from his word, the Bible. And we can discern his voice from the voice of strangers, the voice from Satan, the voice from false teachers, false pastors, false religions. Who can help you and me to do that? We must be born again. We must have our spirit. Otherwise, we can worship God, but we worship God with our soul, not spirit. Like Nicodemus, he worshiped God, the living of God. He was a Jew, he was a ruler of the Jews, and he was a teacher of a Jew. He knew God with his head. He knew the Bible with his head, and he taught people the Bible with his head, with his soul. But his spirit, he was not born again. So Jesus reminded him and commanded as well, ye must be born again. Ye in plural, it means that not only Nicodemus, but also his disciples as well. Ye must be born again. So if you and I do not know about our spirit, how we worship him, how we love him, we have to check whether we are born again. We see that a newly born baby, he or she will thirst for the milk of the mother. We shall naturally thirst for God's word. We shall live by God's word. It is our food. We shall live by God. We shall live by the Lord Jesus Christ, our living bread as well. But if you see, the Bible, very right, because my parents, because my pastor, because Elder Cole encouraged me to read, so I had to read. Without joy, without any thirst, without any spiritual appetite, we have to check ourselves whether we are born again. So we need a sanctified spirit. It means that our spirit must be separated from ungodly things and dedicated to God, and must have the holy presence of God in our spirit. It means that our love for God, we must love God above all. When our parents and anyone, husband and wife and children, we must love God above all. So we see that God commands the order: holy, sanctified, spirit, soul, and body. This is the order. And the spirit is the part we communicate with. Doctrines. We had to choose to obey Him and hear His voice and obey Him alone. And we should not be influenced by human words. Even the words from the pastor, if the words from the pastor are not according to the Bible, we have to choose. God is my Father, and I have to follow His voice and His word alone. So this is a sanctified spirit. We have to separate ourselves and dedicate our spirit to God and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. To worship Him, to serve Him, to fear Him, to love Him, to enjoy Him, to glorify Him. People nowadays, they don't have any purpose to live, to glorify God. No, because they are dead spiritually. But when you and I are God's children, we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we shall glorify God alone. We shall glorify the Lord Jesus alone, not ourselves, not anything else, not anyone else. So that is the part of the Spirit. And we have to enjoy Him as well. Like in Psalm 73, whom have I in heaven but thee, but God? And on earth I desire no one besides me. So we love God so much. And the purpose of God the Father is to transform you and me into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son. So we must be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Love the Father, and we love Him. We must show with our obedience to death. Even like the Lord Jesus Christ, the dead on the cross. You and I must obey Him above anyone else. Like Peter, John, and the disciples, they say before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish leaders, we would rather obey God than man. So this is a sanctified spirit, my dear friends. We have to nurture our spirit with His presence, His word. And next, our soul. I don't know whether we have enough time, but I will go briefly. For our soul, we see the soul is the part we communicate with human beings. The things around us. So even though human beings, they are dead spiritually, they do not know God, they live unto God, they do not worship God, they live unto God, but Satan is the dead devil, deceiver, he defeats people. Worship false gods. And he deceives people also to worship God with human soul, even though they are not born again. So we see that many charismatic churches, they worship with all their zeal, you know, for all their zeal. They clap their hands, they wave their hands, they pray to God very earnestly. But their worship is not in spirit and in truth, according to the Bible. So they are not true worshipers. They are not born again. They worship God with their soul, like Nicodemus. God will not accept them. God will not accept the offering of Cain. Put on the best of his labor, but without the lamb. So God accepts the sacrifice, the worship of Abel, because he trusted in the coming of his Savior Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. He needed the blood of the Lamb to wash him, to cleanse him from all his sins. So God accepts Abel because of the Lamb. And God accepts you and me because of we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we also are born again to be his children. It's the work of the Holy Spirit only. The Lord Jesus says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So people, human beings, they are born of human spirit, they are human beings. If you and I want to be the children of God, and we have the spirit to worship God, we must be born of the Holy Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So the soul, even though people are dead in sin and dead spiritually, so they are still very smart. We call the soul, you know. They may be a scientist, a doctor, engineer. They may be a philosopher. But that is only their soul. And they cannot communicate with God, cannot know God. They are not God's children. So our soul, we say, we have our will, strong will. And our will must be sanctified as well. So human beings who are not born again, they have also their very strong will. They want to do this, they want to do that, and they can sometimes, and most of the time, they can do this, they can do that. Animals cannot do that. Animals, no matter how smart they are, they cannot, they do not have the will. But human beings, they have the will. For example, when you and I pass through a river, big river, all animals, they just get stuck over there. But human beings, we have to think, or we have to make a bridge, we have to make a tunnel, we have to make a boat to cross the river. We have a will. So we can, by God's wisdom as well, God given human beings. So then, when we are sick, so human beings try to find the treatment to cure the sick. But animals, even monkeys, when they are sick, they will die. So we have will, and this will must be sanctified. Not my will, but God's will be done. That is a sanctified will. God's will be done. God's will is good, is perfect and holy. So if you and I submit ourselves to God's will, we have a sanctified will, dear friends. And we have to separate ourselves from human wills, evil wills, the will of man, that may be contrary to God's will, God's word. And next, we must have a sanctified conscience. Even though people who are dead spiritually, they still have conscience. God created human beings with conscience to convict them of their sins and to encourage them when they do what is good, what is right. But human conscience is not a right moral standard to lead people in their moral life. No more due to the sinful nature from Adam and Eve. Do you know that you have your conscience? And your conscience needs to be sanctified. Many think and say that, oh, I just live according to my conscience, especially when we share the gospel with others. They don't accept that they are sinners. They don't need the Savior Jesus Christ. They say that, oh, I just live according to my conscience. But the moral standard, that human conscience, is not correct. It's not like the holy and righteous standard of God. So the conscience depends on what human beings accept as their moral standard. So our conscience is sanctified when we accept God's word, God's holy standard for our conscience. For example, we see that when the British colonized other countries, even in India. In India, there was a custom when the husband died, they bury the wife together with him. And they thought that it is good because husband and wife should be one. And then when the British officers saw that, oh, the husband died and the wife was buried alive, they could not bear it. Why? Their conscience. You cannot do that. It is evil. But the elders of the Indians, they say that. But our conscience says that we have to do that so that the husband and wife can be united all the time. And the British official said that is your conscience. If your conscience tells you to do that, our conscience to execute you. So we see that human conscience is not the moral standard, the right moral standard. It's not correct. For example, when I share the gospel with a Vietnamese brother, share with him, usually when we want to show that people need the Savior Jesus Christ, we have to tell them about sins, about human sinful nature, so that they may need the Savior Jesus Christ to forgive their sins. And he said to me that, oh, you think that it is sin, and it is sin. But if you don't think it a sin, it is not a sin. So the human conscience accepts the standard that, oh, no sin. Because you think it's a sin, it is sin. So they continue living in sins, and they don't see that it is a sin. This is a corrupt conscience, evil conscience, a seer conscience. So we need to tune our conscience to God's standard, the word of God. The word of God. Even though I haven't hated others, but according to God's word, if I hate others, it's like a murder. I have to repent. If I even have not committed adultery, but I look at others, maybe nowadays we can use both. Look at the woman, look at the man, and have civil lust at them. It is sin before God already. So God's holy standard, we have to tune our conscience to God's holy standard. We must be sanctified. And the Holy Spirit will help you me to have a more and more sharp and sensitive conscience. That is God's work, my dear friends. We must have a sanctified conscience. For example, if you and I speak a lie, tell a lie. At first, our conscience may have some remorse, but if we continue telling a lie, then our conscience will be hardened, will be hardened. No more sensitive. No more sensitive. That is what is happening nowadays. People have no sensitive conscience. They think that abortion is okay. Same-sex marriage is fine. A lifestyle. The conscience is hardened. Really. Last time I told you an illustration. So when we live in a very hygienic environment, very clean, very pure environment, if we enter into a dirty, smelly, and inhygienic room, we cannot bear with it, cannot stand. Very smelly, very dirty. But if we stay there day by day, and then we shall be used to it, and then slowly, even we may miss it if we do not have it, we will. That is what happens in the churches nowadays. When they bring in a worldly music, so when the Beatles with the rock music and they perform here and there, many churches could see and know that it is very worldly, very worldly. But slowly, slowly, they enter into the church. And people do not see, they cannot see, it is smelly. And then they enjoy it, and they miss it. So when they attend our worship service, they miss something. Music, electric guitars with drums, and so on. So you and I must have a sanctified conscience, and the work of the Holy Spirit is able to help you to tune up our conscience, my dear friends, so that we may have a good conscience, a pure conscience. And then we have a sanctified heart as well. Heart concerned about love, about emotion, about feeling, desire, lust, zeal, enthusiasm, passion, our temper, and so on. Because we do not have time, maybe I go through. I just tell you about human love. Human love is very strong. Very, very strong. And this love must be sanctified, must be separate from human loves, and must be filled with God's love. We see that many, because love someone so much, love someone so much, so strong, that they may ignore God's word. Be not ye an equal yoke with unbelievers. But because human love is so strong, oh, it's okay. I can convert him. I can convert her. No. Our human love must be sanctified, separate from human love. I love you with God's love. Not with human love. I love you with God's love, with holy love. I want you to be saved and to be sanctified. Human love is changeable and limited and unholy. They may change. I love you so much, and then they get married for a while, and then they may divorce. But with God's love, holy love, the husband, the wife, live together with God's love, faithfully until the end. So our love must be sanctified, to be filled with God's love. Our zeal also, our zeal Maybe we have argued so much for the things of the world. Even the Jews, they have much zeal for their own system. So they persecuted the Lord Jesus Christ, and even Paul, before he was converted, also he served God with much zeal, not sanctified. You and I must have a sanctified zeal with the zeal of Jesus Christ, the zeal of God. We serve God with own zeal. Not like the church in Laodicea, lukewarm, not hot, not cold, and so on. And our mind as well, we must have a sanctified mind, our mind, our thinking, and our judgment, our decision, observation, imagination, our memory, we must be sanctified. When I was in my country, thank God for His grace, His mercy, that He visited me and moved my heart to pray and to read God's word. And then people just asked me, I see that you can remember a lot of Bible verses. I just share with them that, you know, our memory, we remember many things. Like, for example, we have a USB to store the data. If we store many things, so no more space for other stuff. So our memory must be sanctified. The things in the past, the unnecessary things and unimportant things, we had to forget. And we dedicate to the Lord, "Oh Lord, my memory to remember you. This do in remember me, in remembrance of me," and then to remember God's word. And God will help us to remember His word. Even our imagination as well. We see that with the human imaginations and sinful nature, they imagine so many wicked things. So God had to destroy the world with the global flood in the days of Noah. Why? Because He see that the iniquities of man were great, and they imagined every imagination of the cause of man is evil continually. So they can imagine many wicked things. We see the movies. We see like Harry Potter. They can imagine so many things. So our imagination also should be sanctified, so that we may think the good things. We may imagine biblically. And then our skills and hobbies should be sanctified as well. God has given all of us different skills. You have very good skills of music, or you may have skill to be an engineer, to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, so many skills. And our skills must be sanctified to dedicate to the Lord, and we have to use our skills for God's glory. We worship, or we work, or we study on our skills. We do our best for God's glory. And our hobbies as well. You may like cooking, you may like traveling, you may like do the gardening, you may like to do the collection, you may do according to your hobbies. You like sports and so on. And our hobbies must be sanctified as well. We have to choose which one is beneficial to our body, to our family, to our church. And then some just do their hobbies so much that they have no time to read the Bible, have no time to come to the worship service. Oh, today there is a very special match, very special game, tennis game or sports game. So maybe I miss one worship service so that I can attend this live game. No, our hobbies must be sanctified. Even when we're traveling, we love holiday. It's not a sin. But we remember to worship God on the Lord's Day. Seek Him first. And then we must have a sanctified body as well. Our body must be separate from sin, from adultery, fornication, murder, thefts, from sin. And then our body must be dedicated to God. I beseech you, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a holy, a living and holy sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable or your acceptable service or worship. So you and I have to dedicate our body to the Lord. It means that our body belongs to the Lord. And if our body does not belong to the Lord, it is not a sanctified body. So my eyes, not my eyes anymore, this is the Lord's eyes, my ears as well, my tongue, my hands, my feet, I have dedicated my life unto the Lord. That is a sanctified body. And the body must be the temple of the Holy Spirit, an instrument, a vessel to carry out God's will, God's word. So may God sanctify you and me wholly, our spirit, soul, and body. May God preserve our whole spirit, soul, and body until the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our part is to trust in God and to commit ourselves to God. It is the work of God. And we have to cooperate Him with our obedience. We should not quench the Holy Spirit. We should not grieve the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit convicts you and me of our sins, we have to repent right away. Otherwise, our conscience will be hardened, and is no more sensitive. We must repent right away. And when the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins, we repent and we ask the Lord Jesus to wash us, to wash our spirit when we have doubt. Wash. And then when we lack our love for God, like the Lord Jesus rebuked the church in Ephesus, but something, I am against you. You left your first love. So may God help you me to read the Bible, and the Holy Spirit will help us see our shortcomings. And then we turn to the Lord Jesus, ask Him to wash us, cleanse us in His precious blood. And then we shall be sanctified each day, our spirit, our soul, and body, until our Savior comes again. May God bless you me. Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, our creator and maker, we thank Thee so much that we are human beings, sinful human beings, and we cannot change ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot sanctify ourselves. Many religions, they try to make themselves holy, but their hearts, their minds are still sinful and corrupt. So be gracious to us and help us to know that only God the Creator, the Triune God, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is about to sanctify us wholly and preserve our whole spirit, soul, and body, blameless unto the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thou art faithful, O Father, may Thou continue to do Thy good work in us and help us to trust in Thee, submit ourselves to Thee, in like the clay in the hand of the potter so that thou may mold us and use us as thy holy vessel for thy glory and make us a blessing to others as well. We give thanks unto thee. May thou hear our prayers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you very much.